There are a lot of things in life are uncertain. One thing is certain, we're all going to die at some point. Got news last night that an old friend from college days and time in Thailand had passed away just the night before. Mentioned it to someone here, and she said, "Do you think we may die sometime soon?" Or sometime? Well, yes, sometime. That's one of the things that's certain. So it's one of the things we ought to prepare for, because we can prepare. Most people don't like to think about death because they think there's nothing you can do about it. But you can prepare your mind. You don't know how the body's going to go. But you have to prepare your mind so that however the body goes, the mind doesn't have to suffer. It's one of the reasons why we meditate. When our mind goes off into trains of thought, if that happens when we're dying, that train of thought can take us into the liver who knows where. Because the mind is like a hobo, hops from one train to the next, ends up in some pretty weird places. So you have to control the mind so it thinks the things it wants to think, and it doesn't think the things it doesn't want to think. And you get a better and better notion of what you really do want to think. That's what the meditation is for. Give the mind a good place to stay in the present moment. Just be with the breath. All the chatter that goes on in the mind, you can watch it from a distance. When you have a sense of well-being with the breath, and allow that well-being to fill the body, then you're not so hungry for whatever thoughts may come by. You can step back, look at them, and say, "No, I don't want to go there." Another one comes, "No, I don't want to go there." That's your safety. Because those thoughts take you to uncertain places. But the fact that you're with the mind in the present moment, with the awareness in the present moment, that's a lot more solid. That's a much safer place to be. So focus on the breath as a way of gathering the mind here in the present moment. And then use the breath to create a sense of well-being. So that whatever comes up in the mind, you're not tempted to go with it. You can see clearly the things that used to make you hungry to follow the thoughts are not really worth it anymore. A lot of it is just a lot of confusion, a lot of bother. You can step back from your thoughts. They don't have control over you. You get some more control over them. That way you're prepared. Of course, the other way of preparing yourself is to create good opportunities for the mind, which is why we have the practice of generosity and virtue. Develop thoughts of goodwill for all beings. Because at the moment of death, you don't want to have ill will for anyone. As the Buddha said, even if people are sawing you up into little bits, you shouldn't have ill will for them. Because that ill will drag you down. When the body is something that you're going to have to let go of at some point, but you want to maintain a good state of your mind. No ill for anyone. A sense of clarity, a sense of concentration. Developing your powers of discernment. And in that way, the mind stays safe. And then the mind itself becomes something that's more certain. Of course, to be really certain, you want to get to all the way to stream entry. But a mind that's more discerning, more concentrated, is heading in the right direction. You can be confident that that's the case. The mind that wanders around believing its thoughts, that's taking you to some pretty uncertain places. So be very careful.